Happy birthday to the elder statesman of the Rolling Stones, no longer in the band, but was the old one. He's 82 years old today. Check that, 83 years old today. Bill Wyman, the bassist. You hear him thumping there on Miss You from the Rolling Stones. Wyman and the Stones from 1962 through 1993, when he quit just after marrying, his 16-year-old girl. Where he was dating since 13. It's very, very, not very, very good stuff there. In 1989, the 52-year-old Wyman married 18-year-old Mandy Smith, whom he had been dating since 13. Yeah, she was 13. They were married for 2 years. Hard to believe that one didn't last. Bill Wyman only sang, I believe, one song in the entire Rolling Stones catalog. And I didn't want to play that one today. We played Miss You, where you hear his bass being featured. Bill Wyman, happy birthday number 83 today for Bill Wyman of the Rolling Stones. Scott Bertram with you here on the Steve Gruber Show. Welcome to your Thursday, October 24th across the state of Michigan. Glad to be with you and happy to be bringing you a fine show today. That's the plan, at least. We do our best. Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Facebook, on Capitol Hill yesterday at a hearing in front of the Financial Services House. I'm sorry, it was called An Examination of Facebook and Its Impact on the Financial Services and Housing Sectors. Yeah, sure. This was an attempt to just bring Zuckerberg there to ask him uncomfortable questions. And Zuckerberg, look, I know that many of you likely have some issues with Facebook itself, maybe with Mark Zuckerberg himself. I get it. I understand. But he did well yesterday. I just have to tell you, defending the First Amendment, defending free speech, defending political free speech. We've got three cuts. I don't know if we'll have them all in this little segment. Let's start with the Maxine Waters cut. This is Mark Zuckerberg talking with Congresswoman Maxine Waters from California. Maxine Waters trying to get him to essentially police political speech on Facebook. Here's the back and forth, Maxine Waters and Mark Zuckerberg.
Are you telling me, I think as you said to me before, you plan on doing no fact checking on political ads?
Chairwoman, our policy is that we do not fact check politicians' speech. And the reason for that is that we believe that in a democracy, it is important that people can see for themselves what politicians are saying. Political speech is some of the most scrutinized speech already in the world.
Do you fact check on any ads at all?
Yes.
Describe what you fact check on.
Well, Chairwoman, actually, thank you for the opportunity to clarify. Facebook itself actually does not fact check. What we do is we have feedback that people in our community don't want to see viral hoaxes or kind of
widespread. So let me be clear. You do no fact checking on any ads. Is that correct?
Chairwoman, what we do is we work with a set of independent fact checkers who...
Somebody fact checks on ads. You contract with someone to do that. Is that right?
Chairwoman, yes.
And tell me, who is it that they fact checked on?
Chairwoman, what we do is when content is getting a lot of distribution and is flagged by members of our community or by our technical systems, it can go into a queue to be reviewed by a set of independent fact checkers. They can't fact check everything, but the things that they get to, and if they mark something as false, then we...
All right, my time has expired, and someone else will continue on this line of questioning.
Maxine Waters and Mark Zuckerberg yesterday. Maxine Waters and Democrats want Facebook to get involved in the policing speech game. And Zuckerberg is not really interested in doing that, and I don't blame him. He's right. Look, Facebook exists in the form it is right now, as he said, for people to see for themselves what politicians are saying. Political speech is scrutinized. You know who scrutinizes it? Journalists, or at least the people who try to be journalists. They call out politicians for lies. This is in large part an effort by the media and Democrats to strike back at a new way of distributing information and content. Look, 30 years ago, and didn't Hillary just say this? 30 years ago, it was easy to control the narrative. You had a couple of friendly reporters at the big paper. You had your friendly reporters at CBS, NBC, ABC. And that was that. If you had a good relationship or could get your stories through those channels, that was how things were controlled. That is not the case these days. And that has chipped away is too is not strong enough. That has whittled away, that has chopped away at the profits for these media companies. And they would like to take that back. And one way is to get Facebook and cut them down to size in their mind. And if you make Facebook some sort of arbiter of truth on political advertising, it's a ridiculous position for Facebook to try to take. To go through and scrutinize and fact check, and who decides what's a fact and what's spin and all these questions. And Zuckerberg is, of course, right. Let people see for themselves what politicians are saying. And that if something is wrong, maybe our journalists can jump in and do the actual fact checking. If they hadn't blown their reputations over these past years, they would be in better shape to do that sort of job. You know, PolitiFact and factcheck.org. How many times have you looked at those sites and said, that's not a fact check, that's like an opinion? I mean, some of those are just ridiculous. And so that they have sort of contorted themselves in this pretzel, which demands them ask that Facebook step forward and be the arbiters. Facebook must step forward and say what's true and false when it comes to what, political ads? No, that's not their responsibility. They are there to let people see what politicians are saying and then let the people judge and let journalists perhaps fact check if needed. Scott Bertram in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show.